Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and if you've been listening for the last months, years, you know this program is about the evolution of consciousness. And what that really means is that collectively we're moving into a new level of awareness, a new understanding of our place in the cosmos, and nothing I think is more important to that understanding than the awareness that we are not alone in our universe, that there's a vast array of civilizations and understandings and technologies that are all around us, and it's waiting for our awakening. That's why I'm really happy to be talking tonight to Neil Gore, the founder of Portal to Ascension, and a special event he's putting together called the 5-day Disclosure Summit. Welcome, Neil. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Alan. Thank you for having me, brother.
So this event is, what's the official name that you're calling it?
So it's officially called Full Disclosure Online Summit.
And it's 5 days.
And it's a 5-day event from April 19th.
And it's 5 days from like 8 hours a day, right?
Yeah, basically 8 hours a day. Saturday is going to be longer. It's going to be 10 hours because we're going to be having two live movie premieres during the conference as well. So on Saturday, we're premiering Gods Among Us, which is an extraterrestrial documentary that hasn't come out yet. So that goes on for 10, almost 11 hours. However, if people can't sit the whole time, they can always watch the replay too.
Right. No, I know Carol and Corey. I've seen that movie, like a sneak preview of that movie. It's a really amazing movie. I didn't realize that was added to the whole Disclosure Summit thing, because I think that alone is worth the price of admission, you know?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So let's start off with why did you, I mean, you do a lot of this, and I think Portal to Ascension is a really important place of contact. So, and of course, Disclosure seems more and more on everyone's mind. So what's your association with UFOs, Disclosure, and the whole background to, because it's not just UFOs, it's a whole understanding of a new society. So give me your background.
Right. Well, when I first got into the spiritual awakening of humanity, and I guess I can say I really got into the ascension process, and my awakening moment was 2001. When I first got into it, I went really deep into the ancient alien theory of, because I was raised Hindu, I wanted to, like, I was confused about these blue people and this guy called Krishna and these chariots throwing thunderbolts in the sky. So I wanted to kind of find out what that was. And through my awareness of Sumerian scriptures and then going into other religious scriptures, I found out there was a huge connection to extraterrestrials in all of these scriptures. So my first introduction to it all wasn't that anything was occurring now, but things had occurred in the past. And then over 6 years of going down conspiracies and the cover-ups and getting into depopulation agenda and really going down a fear route, I kind of realized this whole entire fabric of lies and manipulation around extraterrestrial phenomena and visitations that are currently occurring on the planet. So that connected the dots for me that not only have we had ancient alien connection, but it seems like they never left here in the first place. And there's this huge agenda so that the masses wouldn't even figure out what it is. So over a period of a few years, I always felt that the government would disclose, and I felt like it was up to me to really connect with people that were trying to get the government to disclose, because that's who has the best platform in order to tell the masses what is going on. But over just the last couple of years, my evolution is now that the government has their own agenda always, and I'm not going to wait on anybody anymore. So where we've moved with Portal to Ascension, our online events, is creating conferences that inspire people to become their own sovereign beings and to usher in disclosure with ourselves. So it's kind of a different twist on the disclosure movement. It's really about self-empowerment and creating one-on-one contact. And a channeler known by Bashar, you probably know,
I've interviewed Bashar. I have a great interview with Daryl Anka and Bashar together. Yes.
Right. So he was saying that the first contact is going to be people channeling extraterrestrials like Daryl Anka does. That it's going to be us raising our frequencies, locking vibration with these beings, and then us having communication. Plus, when there's open contact and these extraterrestrials are coming down and maybe even intermingling with us, it's not going to be with world governments that have these lower frequencies of division and hatred. It's going to be with groups that you and I and people like us are going to start creating that are going to be contact groups. So last year we did two extraterrestrial disclosure. One was 3 days, one was 4 days, and you emceed at both of those.
Right.
And now it's evolved because it was, for me, it was extraterrestrial disclosure is one of the biggest things in the ascension of humanity because it's so intertwined and interconnected in every element, whether it's free energy, whether it's the petrol dollar, whether it's the monetary system. It's a huge thing, but it's ultimately about full disclosure, about disclosure of every aspect of our reality, from the free energy, the advanced technology, all the way into like ancient use of plant medicines and including our spiritual essence. It's not just about disclosure that extraterrestrials exist, but it's about the disclosure of everything that has been consciously and unconsciously hidden from us, because now is the time for us to disclose this awareness so we can shift into a paradigm based on, you know, unity and love rather than division and hatred.
Wow, I really appreciate that perspective, because so many people just limit disclosure to, well, yeah, of course, as ETs here, but I think taking in a whole cultural view like this shows all of us the importance of just knowing the truth, for one thing, about who we are, where we came from, and what we're doing here. So it's, in a way, it contributes to a sort of spiritual awakening of the collective. But I do have a question about how that awakening first happened to you. Like, you brought up Hindu, but then what was it that sparked your kind of awareness that there was more?
Well, I always kind of felt disconnected, and I felt that there was something more my whole entire life up until when I graduated college. 18 is when I really had my awakening moments. So then I went to college, and over there I was introduced to all types of music and a range of people from all over the world, and was just communicating, have really deep conversations. And I would spend hours every single day in my dorm, like just researching on YouTube and watching some videos. And three people that you know are the ones that actually helped me with my awakening: Nassim Haramein, Jim Self, and Jordan Maxwell. Right. So videos from all three of them, which is pretty fully encompassing, I would say, because Jim Self is super spiritual. And then Jordan Maxwell is about the occult and the Sumerians. And I got a lot of information of that from him. And then Nassim Haramein was talking about quantum physics and frequency and science and how it connects to spirituality. So when I came across that awareness, I started going deeper and deeper into the Sumerian scriptures and finding out about these extraterrestrial beings called the Anunnaki. I realized that some of these stories in the Sumerian scriptures were actually the same exact stories in other religious scriptures worldwide. So I started saying, well, these Sumerian scriptures are actually older than like the story of Noah and other stories that were in it. So either I have to say that, okay, every religion that has pulled from the Sumerian scriptures is completely BS because this is just all a fairy tale, or maybe I need to go back to the root of it all, and maybe the root has something that is true there. So I went to the root of it all, and the Sumerian scriptures, and then researching the Egyptian scriptures, and I started, you know, putting my energy in that and really believing in it. And by doing research, more research, and connecting with other people and then going to presentations, I realized that it wasn't a fairy tale that these ancients created, but it looks like that there's something pretty legit here. One of which, something that really made me realize that this is actually real, was the fact that the Sumerian scriptures had a small two-scale image of the system where all the planets were exactly where they are in our solar system, with the right ratio gaps between them that currently exist, including their planet, which is the 10th planet that has the elliptical orbit around the sun. So maybe they could have made this up, but then how could they know exactly where all the planets were and the distances between them and be depicting it through their hieroglyphs? So maybe there is something more there, because obviously you can't just like come up with this stuff, right? So that made me have given my foundation for it all.
Was it like a light bulb went off for you and said, oh my God, what my religion, what my media has been telling me has all been a lie? Did this, like, was
it? Yeah. I would say when I first woke up to the extraterrestrial stuff, I was just like, I knew it, because I had actually been writing poetry for a year. in college, spoken word, like kind of like hip hop slam poetry. And I was writing stuff on extraterrestrials, ancient civilizations, and like all the things that I currently do events on. But I had no idea about any of that stuff. And then I started watching the videos and researching it, and I was having my aha moment was putting my poetry on one side, reading scriptures on the other side, and all the stuff that I was writing was actually stories that are in ancient scriptures. So to me, I was like, wait, that was actually when I realized that maybe this is my mission on Earth to bring forward this awareness, because how crazy is it that I'm actually writing stories on the universe and interdimensional entities and quantum physics and wormhole travel, yet at the same time, I'm now researching and finding out that this stuff is true. So there was an aha moment in that. However, my huge aha moment that actually took me down kind of a dark path was when I started getting into the conspiracies about the elite and the Illuminati. So I was there into the Anunnaki for a while, and then ancient aliens and all that, and really got into the spiritual aspect of meditation. I realized that what had been happening in the control and how we got to where we are now in the central banking system, I kind of lost the spiritual stuff for 4 years. And I was like, I was the person that when the swine flu came out, I was calling my friends up to see, I told you so, you know what I mean? Like, that's who I was. Not until 2008 did I have my huge aha moment where I met my soul family. And
what do you mean by that, your soul family?
So I met my wife, current wife. We were friends for 3 years from 2008 to 2011 before we got together. But we met doing open mic poetry in Fullerton, California. And my friends, my friend at the time was hosting the open mic, so he invited me, and he had a piece of poetry. So we started connecting and hanging out for the next 4 years, all of us sharing this information. We're all in our like mid-20s and just like having discussions all the time and partying and having a great time at life. And it was giving me an opportunity to bounce these ideas of other people. So my aha moment was when I was sharing it with them, and I started manifesting reflections in my life that were a representation of love, unconditional love towards me. And that shifted me when I remember it was actually my friend was on stage and he was singing one of his songs, My Name is Love. And I was watching him at the open mic. And then I was like really thinking about aliens while I was watching him. And I was like thinking about like conspiracies and all this stuff. And I'm like, damn, like I feel like so like lost in this information and like we're screwed and all this stuff. And he was singing this song and it was My Name is Love. And in that moment, I had an aha moment where I was like, holy crap, what I've been missing all along is the love. Everything is about love. Love is the only thing that's real. All this other stuff is drama within the experience, and there is no good or bad. We label everything good or bad, but ultimately, God loves us so much that the source loves us so much that we're given this opportunity to experience ourselves in every element of every way that we want. So 2008 is also when Portal to Ascension was created, and I think it was perfect because I had all this fear, love, higher consciousness, ancient aliens, energy for 8 years. And then when I figured out it was all love, the universe gave me the present. And the present was his Portal to Ascension. Now that you know what it's really about, you can start doing your work.
Wow, that's a great overview of, I mean, your evolution, but I think the evolution that maybe a lot of us have gone through and will go through. You know, I mean, just starting out as like a kind of poet talking about the social issues and then waking up to the fact that there's more and then encompassing, you know, ET realities, but then getting pulled into the conspiracy about it and then discovering the true nature of who we are as human beings, which is, you know, love and consciousness and awakening and
exactly.
Collective evolution. But it's interesting that there's still people, I'm sure in your reality, you can see they haven't gotten there. There's still like poets arguing or screaming about political stuff and emotional dramas. You know, most movies we see, and I would say most poetry and rap is about the dramas of people's lives, and they don't see themselves within the context of a bigger picture. So, So there's like many levels. This is what I like to look at in my work. Many levels of reality that people are functioning upon. There's people who would never even consider the UFO possibilities because they're so caught up in their simple little dramas, you know?
Right.
So, but I mean, the fact that you're offering these insights and the availability of these speakers through such a a really accessible forum is the hope that, you know, someone listening to this will have an awakening to these higher realities. So
right, and that's why we actually incorporated, because I've never done anything. We really started going really deeply esoteric, that we're an extremely niche platform, even though we have broad topics and sound frequency and sacred geometry. We just go so deep into topics that it's really for people who want to figure out reality on the highest level. So I never thought I would ever get into anything linear. We tried a couple linear things like, oh, the energy of abundance, just about how to work with money and self-empowerment topics. But I'm realizing more and more people who have been in this are gravitating towards, you know, the deeper stuff now. However, this Full Disclosure Summit, I decided that I wanted to bring it full circle with Full Disclosure, with the linear all the way to the non-linear, the linear being like just this reality, this third dimensional reality of what's going on right now. So we have global financial fraud. I mean, that is how more like third dimensional can you get, that this is occurring to us right now. This is what happened with the central banking system, the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller families. This is what they did to us. This is how we can reclaim our sovereignty. So we're really starting this whole entire conference out with bringing forward global financial fraud, just so we can lay the foundation of the bigger picture of what has actually occurred to us as humans on this earth, and then go into the free energy elements, which is still talking about how we can do practical, create practical change on this planet. And then even going into medical advancements, technology, and plant remedies. So the first 2 days are really to lay the foundation so that we can bridge out, just like you're saying, to all these people that are like still like screaming and angry at this conference on extraterrestrial. Many of them probably won't even like raise an eyelid at me, you know? But at the same time, when we say banking elite, free energy devices, stop poverty, create medical advancements, the plant medicines of the past and how they can change us, that's when we start bridging into the mainstream. So right now, 2017 for Portal to Ascension, the mission statement for us this year is to bridge into the mainstream, especially because of all the political turmoil going on. That's what really spearheaded me to do this year, is that with all the chaos going on in the world and the movement towards anti-establishment, people know they're pissed, but a lot of people don't know why they're pissed. So we're giving these events, and we're doing this conference especially in order to show them what has been happening, and then to help them, not give them 8 years of conspiracy theories, but give them almost 5 days to shift into love. Now is the time that we don't need 8 years anymore. People are waking up spontaneously, and it takes some people a matter of days to learn what I took 8 years to learn. So we're the platform for everybody once they wake up or have that spark in their head to come to learn everything.
Right. So you start, the Full Disclosure event start on April 19th, and you're just starting with a pretty amazing speaker right off the bat, Paul Hellyer, who's going to be talking about the world banking financial system. But Paul was, what was he, the Ministry of Defense for Canada?
Exactly. Minister of Defense.
Right. And I mean, he's no longer in that position. But of course, Paul had his own awakening after, being that Minister of Defense, where he realized about the global elite and UFOs. But
yeah.
Tell me, how did you connect with Paul, and what's his approach kicking off the whole 5-day summit?
Sure. So Paul, I didn't know he did World Banking System when I was connecting with him. I knew that he was at the congressional hearing on disclosure with Steve Bassett in D.C., and he spoke and testified with the ex-Congress members about extraterrestrial presence and the Canadian connection and all that.
Right. I was there for 5 days in Washington. It was an incredible conference, and he was an important part of representing the Canadian government. So yeah.
Right. So he gives credibility because of his label. Like, obviously, like, if you're just like a spiritualist yogi saying all this stuff, people can call you a wacko. But if you're like a person that's gone to school, he did, people give them more credibility. So I was reaching out to him to start out with, I want to just have the yogis. I want to have the credible whistleblowers and even ex-government officials on our platform, because someone that is just sitting at home, you know, just watching the game every weekend, has no idea to all this stuff. They probably won't listen to someone that's not in alignment with their own spiritual beliefs, but they will listen to someone that they feel is credible, right?
Exactly. So, no, he's an important part of the whole puzzle there. Yeah.
He is. So Paul is the first person. And then when I reached out to him, I actually reached out to him for the ET day. And then I was watching his videos while I was reaching out to him, and I realized he was talking about the central banking system, and I wanted to start out with that. So I reached out to him and asked him if he can, you know, speak on that. He said he will. And I think it's perfect for, because he's such a beautiful, sweet person. So I don't want to bring forward any fear in this, but a lot of these topics, if you don't know about it, you can get fearful immediately. So I'm really carefully in selecting who the people are that I'm bringing onto this platform and who's going to be speaking before who and all that. So that it's kind of like a fine-tuned tapestry of what's going to be presented. So Paul is a perfect person to really bring forward this awareness in a way that I don't feel is too threatening for people and gives people the opportunity to make change and to know how that we can shift out of this system.
So, I mean, your day one is banking elite and free energy. So it's so the oil industry really is in bed with the banking elite and the suppression of this natural resource of free energy. Is that what you're...
Right.
Yeah. And how can that shift? I mean, yeah, Paul Heller will talk about it, and you have Mike Barra, lots of people, but how do you see that really changing?
So I feel some of them... I'm a fan of the Ubuntu movement that you already know, so I'm into what Michael Tellinger is doing in regards to that. So creating a community where we don't even need money. I feel that's where we're eventually going to end up. So right now, exposing how money has been used, and money is just an energy exchange. It's just the individuals behind it who really created it and have been printing it are being the ones that have been using for quote unquote evil. So when it comes to free energy, this ties into the extraterrestrial connection, actually. In the movie Thrive, they actually mentioned this,
right,
that the extraterrestrial connection, if we disclose that ETs are visiting us right now, one of the first questions will be, how did they get here? And if we know that they're using devices that aren't exploiting the resources
That's
of our
right.
planet.
They're not
and,
filling up their gas tank to come.
Exactly.
To
exactly.
Yeah.
So if they don't know, if they know that, and we have free energy from all these other avenues, all of a sudden the petrol dollar goes and a huge chunk of change for the world elite completely goes and power goes. It's very funny because the power of the elite rely on the power of electricity and oil. So they really have a stronghold on that. And even having free energy and free energy devices will create it that poverty will eventually be eliminated because when you can create your own energy, you can have greenhouses all over the world, you can grow food wherever you want, and you don't need gas in order to travel around anymore, the whole entire planet is going to be terraformed. So this information that's already out there but hasn't been disclosed, once it comes out, it has the potential to change the face of the planet in a very short period of time.
Right. I mean, what I would love to add to that, maybe for another summit, is once we don't have to be enslaved to the system, you know, once we don't have to be, because people are enslaved. They have to work to get food and shelter and feed their family and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an enslavement. And I don't think that's why we really came here. Once there's free energy, that frees the human potential that we're really about, which is the creative act. We become...
Right.
True creators and artists, and each one in our culture, like Bashar says in his dimension, they live by synchronicity and creativity, and I think that's our destiny. So at some point, I'd love to do a Portal Ascension summit about creativity and awakening the greater gifts of humanity. You know?
Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah, because all that, all this is leading to this. I mean, full disclosure just gets us to level ground, point zero, where we're really
exactly
came in for the higher evolution, but we're fighting our way to our freedom.
Right. See, I used to think that before 2012, I used to think that there was going to be a spontaneous enlightenment where people that were just completely closed off to this energy, all of a sudden one day will be enlightened and on the same level of awareness that we are. Then as time progressed I started getting out of my bubble of spiritual friends, and I realized that, wait a second, look at the world and what's going on right now. I realized that it might take a little while longer for us to all change because there's a lot more people that don't know about this information and are really holding on to their belief systems very strongly. So what I feel is going to happen, I think that there's going to be a movement towards, well, we are ascending now. And I feel that there's going to be something, the full ascension into another dimension may not occur in our lifetimes, but I feel that something great that's going to be beneficial and positive towards the betterment of humanity is going to occur in our lifetimes. And it's going to start with the collapse of the financial system, because how are we going to awaken people up to the truth of who they are so they start reflecting on what's within them rather than the external stimuli that has been given to us by the elite? Once this comes out, a lot of the jobs that we currently have will no longer be meaningful. We would want to do other things for the planet. So once you don't have your job and who you identify with and what you identified your whole entire life, the next question is, who am I? Because people think they are what they do. So once what you do and your money is no longer who you are, I feel that is going to be the spark that may take 3 months, may take years, but it's going to eventually move people into becoming more spiritual.
Right, and more creative. And when people,
right.
Because who we really are is not the ego personality, but it's the energy and the activity of the cosmos coming through these individual vehicles that is the spark of creative action.
Exactly.
So this is why I think we're in the third dimension, is to create, to inspire, create, nourish each other, to feel more. This is, I feel, the evolution of that's the ascension, is the awakening of a greater capacity to feel and know and be. That's why I think it's great you're so dedicated to this cause. And I do think, going back to your earlier point, that people seem to be, or at least a small waking up overnight. There are, I've met a few people, like suddenly they have this awareness. I'm not saying everyone will eventually have that, but you know, there is hope. As the vibration of the earth increases, there are people igniting new neural nets of perception, which are waking them up to greater new realities. So there is hope. So you, after Paul Hell, you have Mike Barra, and I know Mike from around. What's his specialty?
So he's going to be doing the true history of the U.S., so the secret history of the United States, which actually includes the Rockefellers and the Rothschild family. So he's going to be giving us the broad picture of the, I guess he's really the only conspiracy really in this whole thing, is going to be talking about the conspiracy of how the U.S. is created and the true agendas of what actually occurred. Because a lot of people are in a bubble of what they feel is our history, and we're in a lot of denial, and there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been, you know, disclosed to us. So he's going to start it out with that information as well.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's very fun. Mm-hmm. He always likes to have a lot of fun. I see him every year.
He does, yeah.
At Contact. And then my good friend who I visited in the south of France, Dan Winter.
Nice.
Yeah, he's great. He has to when you talk to him, just tell him to slow down a little bit, because he is like so out there that, you know, he... can lose some people. So just tell him to get a little slow, because he's such a genius. I mean,
he is, yeah.
And he really does have these charge implosive vacuum machines that are functioning on free energy already, that he alone could revolutionize the world if people listen to Dan Winter. So
even though I've worked with him like on 4 different events, I still find it hard to understand his descriptions on his on his talks, because it's so out of this world.
And he's scientific and brilliant.
Right.
When I interview him, I've interviewed him a bunch of times, I just ask him to slow down a little bit and define his concepts. So he does. He still loses me, but he doesn't lose me as fast when he starts to, you know, define his implosive, conjugate charge, phase congregation charge. You know. But not everybody understands reality on the level that Dan Winter. Probably no one really does. But
yeah, I haven't come across anyone. He's also... It's cool because he's going to be releasing some new information, new discoveries, and it's really the free energy component of day one is about to get practical. So even though we're going to be talking about some theoretical equations that can help with free energy, I really want individuals to come on to talk about devices that are almost ready to be put out there, or are even out there right now, so that we can start implementing this on a global level. And there has been a movement and agenda to suppress these technologies, but I feel this year, I don't know, I just feel this is the year that it's time to come out with everything.
Yeah, and Dan is such a brilliant force for change. And I think he does have some kind of a device, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be talking about it. He says there's countless devices, but there's one device that has is like the best advice. I was going to be talking about that.
Well, that's exciting. And after that, you have Jamie Janover, who's works with Nassim. Is he going to be talking about basically Nassim's theories of the unified physics of the universe?
Yeah, so he's going to do a presentation called Unified Field Theory of Nassim Haramein and Beyond. So it's going to be like hour of Nassim, and then it's going to go into incorporating other people's research into what Nassim is talking and drawing parallels on that, and also talking about the ancient history connection. So it's really cool. He takes what Nassim is doing and he incorporates everybody rather than just one form of research.
So each of these speakers are speaking for what, 1.5 to 2 hours, huh?
Well, I think I'm giving Dan Winter, might give him up to 2 hours, but I'm still talking to him because he needs more time to talk about it so that he can, you know, really convey his point. But most of the presentations will probably be around 1.5 hours.
So Jamie is talking on the 19th at 3:30 p.m. Is that
Jamie's
West
on for 2 hours? Yes.
Is that the West Coast time? 3:30.
West Coast, yes.
You know, April 19th, as just a side note, is the day they call that Bicycle Day, the day that discovered LSD or took it intentionally. Who's the guy that discovered LSD?
What's his name? Be here now,
Albert
guy?
Hoffman. No, Albert Hoffman in Switzerland. He accidentally took a little dose of it. I think a day or two before, but on the 19th of April, was what, 1942 or something, he purposely synthesized this lysergic acid and took a little dot, and then he rode his bicycle home. That totally was a distortion of reality, or some people say a greater perception of reality. And that happened April 19th. So I think it's great you're starting off on April 19th, which was a whole new revolution of perception. I mean, personally, and I got into a little discussion about this with Graham Hancock, I don't think we need those psychedelics anymore because we've already broken the frame of perception that reality had over us, and we realize because of the psychedelic revolution that perception is a lot more fluid, and I think that's exactly what you're talking about in this, that we need to change our perception. So anyway,
that's really interesting because day two is medical advancements and plant medicines.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's way in alignment. There's so many synchronicities with the date and the timings of this event, you know, like, and on day two, when we do plant medicines, we're going to start out with marijuana and CBD. And you probably know that 420 is the National Marijuana Day.
Right.
So it just so happens that I didn't even try to do it like that. The first speaker on 420 is talking on marijuana. It just happened like that.
So, and that is 420, April 20th. Yes.
Yes.
That's really great. That really tuned people. So people can also tune into individual days. They don't have to buy the whole package.
Exactly. And normally, it's when we do all-day conferences, it's $55 for the whole day with unlimited replays. But because this is a bigger event, it's only $33 per day, and you get unlimited replay access to that day.
Unlimited replay. And can you tune into which speaker you want in the replay? You know? I mean, can you just...
You just cut out for a second. Can you say that again?
Oh, I just was wondering if you can tune into individuals. Is it labeled by speakers so you don't have to hear everybody if you wanted to in the replay?
Like, yes, it will be labeled by speakers in the description, and you can just fast forward to wherever you want to go.
Right. So tell me about this guy, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, because I don't know him. He's somebody I do not know.
He's a full circle awareness kind of guy, like what I'm into, is into sound frequency, the ascension of Earth, you know, plant medicines. He's going to be on an anti-vaccine seminar. So he's actually been recommended to me from Jonah Bolt. We've had him on our show once before that he talks about equations that he's using with his research team in order to create free energy devices. But he's actually working on a free energy device himself. So he's going to be talking about his technology and this device. And he said that he's going to lay some revolutionary information on us. And he didn't want to tell me, but he said, just stay tuned for it.
Wow. Well, that sounds good. You know, I mean, I think we need to look at all these possibilities in physics and metaphysics and alternative agriculture. So Joan is a good friend. He's been one of your steady hosts here, hasn't he, Joan?
He's going to actually come probably stay down with me for 2 weeks the end of May. And we might, because we're going to be streaming Dr. Greer from Contact. So probably be with me and you're there, so we can all hang out, hopefully.
Oh, so you're, okay, I know you were having some discussions about Contact. So they changed their policy and stuff like that?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
But we talk. But I'm allowed to go there and stream Greer, so I'm gonna be there for Greer.
Oh, you are? Okay, mm-hmm. That's great. So I'll see you there for sure. Have to just tell people I'll be at Contact in the Desert for anyone who's interested in that event, which is an amazing 3-4 day event in Joshua Tree, California, with really the top UFO speakers in the world, including people like Stephen Greer. So I recommend people going to contactinthedesert.com for tickets for that, and I'll be hosting some of the stages there. So I didn't know you and Jonah were really good friends, but I could see that, right?
Yeah, so we started, he actually, in 2012, when we did two conferences called the Cosmic Reunion and the Cosmic Reunion Fourth Density, Bashar headlined the first one, is in Irvine, California, and those were our huge milestone events. That's what made Portal to Ascension really become an organization that was going to be an event production organization. We flew in all the speakers you definitely know, like Miriam Delicato and many others. And it was, to me, it was like, oh my God, like we really have something here and we have a pull and a network now. We're creating expo conferences. It was like a mini Contact in the Desert. I contacted Jonah to interview all of our speakers. He interviewed every single one of our speakers in his platform, and that kind of solidified our friendship, and then we've just been ripple affecting our friendship ever since. So now we're just tied into each other on every level possible.
Mm. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. So day two, these medical advancements of plant remedies. You included that in what reason? Because I guess it's part of the disclosure, huh? Like the true disclosure.
Yeah. Well, okay, so it's all to me about this world has been getting sicker and sicker. We've been exponentially coming out with more and more diseases, and then we've been labeling things that shouldn't be labeled and coming up with all types of stuff, and the governments have been creating diseases that it seems that it's just going to continue that way. And people don't realize that there is a lot of healing in the plants of the earth, that we've been healing ourselves from all types of ailments of the psyche and physical ailments for thousands of years, and there's a lot of research behind it. So this day is going to be dedicated to all of that. Not only are we going to have one individual talking about actual technology and medical advancements that can cure diseases, but the rest of them are going to be talking about like CBD oils and how that helps out marijuana, the legalization of that because that's relevant right now, and then ayahuasca, iboga, San Pedro, a lot of these spiritual medicines that I've actually utilized and have completely helped me and shifted my life. So I want to bring that forward to people. And let me just say this on a little side note on my awareness in regards to the sickness of Earth, that ever since the Industrial Revolution, sicker and sicker. And what I found out is that there is something called earthing, where if you connect to the Schumann resonance, which is the natural frequency of the Earth, if you connect for the Schumann resonance for 30 minutes, you can even hook up little straps to you to do it. And then after 30 minutes, your whole entire body becomes alkaline and every cell in your body becomes oxygenated. We now know that all sickness and diseases and cancers especially grow in an acidic environment. So if you're in an alkaline state, you can't get sick. So what's happened ever since the Industrial Revolution is that we've created concrete, carpet, cars, floors, mats, desks. We've created so many disconnections from the natural frequency of the earth, which was healing us all the time. So we're getting sicker and sicker. And we think it's like we're creating a lot of this stuff. But what's really happening is that the natural frequency of the earth that kept us healed and cured for so long, we've disconnected from. So I want to, it's kind of be full circle this on this day where we're going to talk about all these medicines that can help heal us, but it's really also about practical tools that you can utilize that can cure all illness. Like I feel that if everybody on earth went out into a little patch of grass every day for 30 minutes and just took the shoes and socks off and then went there for 30 minutes, and in 30 minutes the science says you become alkaline, and I've seen the science and the graphs of this, don't you think that most sickness on this planet can be cured?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think walking barefoot in nature is the healthiest thing people can do.
Exactly.
And you know, the other thing is a lot of people suffer from vitamin D deficiency. And this is just my own thing. But if people realize that you get I think it's like 80 or 90% more vitamin D if you expose the sun. If you're naked, your genitals to the sun, it increases your vitamin D count. That's all people have to do is walk around naked in the sunshine. And people have gotten to be so afraid of the sun. But the sun is really much more healing than it is damaging. Of course, you don't want to overexpose yourself. But I think, you know, being naked, this is my own personal agenda, is the best thing you can do for yourself.
And
people, of course, have gotten so distorted. They include, they confuse being naked with some kind of sexual agenda. And the two are totally different. Just because you're naked, I mean, that's your natural state. You know, it has nothing to do. It doesn't have to have anything to do with sexuality. I mean, it can, but generally, it's just a free state of expression.
So that's exactly.
That's why I love like Burning Man or rainbow gatherings, or, you know, because it just allows, you know, us to return to our natural state. So, yeah, connecting with the earth and feeling ourselves in the earth. You know, the problem is that if you're living in a city, it's hard to connect to the earth. That's why people are obsessed with their dogs and cats, because that's their only connection to nature. And,
right.
And that's also why sexuality has become so kind of exaggerated, because sexuality is a kind of a natural state to our own being, but it's become distorted because that's our only connection to nature. So if we lived in harmony with the earth, if we were earthing every day, if we were taking in sunshine and natural food, we would definitely be a lot more balanced in all levels of our mind, body, and spirit. So
Right. People don't see the connection. Like, I just found out just a couple of days ago that one of the highest causes in high estrogen levels, low vitamin D, causes high estrogen. And it's next to soy and tofu, because tofu is like one of the top things that causes estrogen levels to be high. So what happens if we're hormonal beings and we have all these ranges of hormones, and especially if you're a man and you have high estrogen levels, it creates a lot of distortion in you, your identity, your psyche, your emotional state. So it's just like, because we're disconnected from the natural state, we've perpetuated this reality where we're just lost and confused all the time, and things are going all weird for us, and we don't really know what it is, because how are we going to shift out of it? And a lot of people just don't know. It's simple things like reconnecting to nature can really bring harmony into your life.
Right, and you don't understand the simple thing. If you want to increase your vitamin D level, just be naked in the sun for like 20 minutes. It could be it could be even through a window. Let the sun's rays hit your body and you will have increased vitamin D levels and balance a lot of that inconsistencies that the industrial age and you know, it's like things like tofu. I mean, it's okay, but I don't really care for it. It doesn't have much of a taste for me. And it's just another way the corporate mindset has trapped us.
Right. What's interesting, too, is vitamin D is the number one thing that decalcifies your pineal gland.
Right. That's why.
So,
yes.
Hello. Like, we're in the U.S., the number one decalcified pineal gland, but it's the number one place with the lowest vitamin D in the world. Maybe there's a coincidence there.
There's a coincidence because people have been afraid of their bodies. I want to start, like, a naked body movement.
That's awesome.
Just as a natural way of being. You know, people have distorted the human body and fantasized about it and created a total perversion about it, where it's just like, hey, this is who you are. Just let yourself have it, you know? So we should do a full summit on that, you know?
But that'd be awesome. I'm open for that.
But anyway, that's one key into the vitamin D conspiracy, you know? So, anyway, but the whole day on the 420 is dedicated to these plant remedies, and you start with the CBD hemp oil. What do you think about CBD?
So I think CBD is amazing. My wife has been using it for a few years. She has double sciatica pain, and she also has arthritis pain. It's the number one thing to reduce the pain. I have seen people, I was actually a distributor a couple of years ago, and I know someone who had seizures his whole entire life. And as soon as he took this CBD that we were selling, he no more seizures. And he was having seizures multiple times a week. And then another individual, Parkinson's, And there's a video of this on YouTube of this guy who has Parkinson's, and he's like profusely shaking, like it's very severe Parkinson's. And he takes a couple of drops of CBDs. 2 minutes later, completely still. So I think CBD is very powerful.
But does it make you high? What does CBD do?
No. So CBD takes out the psychoactive element. So it doesn't get you high and it doesn't get you tired. It gives you everything that weed gives you except for getting high and psychoactive in the brain and paranoid or anything like that.
What does weed give you, though?
Oh, it gives you cannabinoids. Is that what you're saying? What kind of...
Yeah, but what does cannabinoids do for somebody?
Okay, so we have a... I don't know the technical name, so I might butcher it, but I think it's called endocannabinoid system in our body that is this natural state. When we were breastfed, our mom's milk has CBD in it, natural CBD. The CBD connects to our cannabinoid system, and it's an integral part of our process as children in order for us to become the people that we're going to become later in life. When you have a lack of CBD, it creates a distortion, and that could come out in many different ways as you grow older. And then it seems that a lot of people that are having CBDs later in life and weren't breastfed are actually curing certain things from that. And then on top of that, CBD is connecting to the cannabinoid system. So our body already has a system that only gets stimulated from CBD. So it looks like whoever created humans and created marijuana, we have this connection to it where we have a system in our body that only gets affected when we ingest CBD. There's a huge connection there. I feel like marijuana, the plant, cannabis was given to us from the gods, you know, and there's even a lot of extraterrestrial connection there. And the Dogon from Africa actually say that cannabis came from the Sirius star system, because cannabis means two dog plant. That's what it means, two dog plant, when it's translated in English.
Latin it means? That?
I think it's either Latin or Greek, but it's a two dog plant. And the Dogon, who say they're from this constellation of Sirius, say that the two dog plant came from the two dog star system, which is Sirius A, Sirius B.
Right. The Dogons just real. Knew that Sirius was a double star system before scientists knew it.
Right.
And that's always freaks scientists out about that. But so this whole day you do CBD. And who's Jeff McNary, the psychological benefits of plant medicine?
So Brandy Alexander, let me talk about her first, because she introduced me to him. Yeah. And she came out with this documentary called The Reality of Truth. And Michelle Rodriguez, the star of Fast and Furious, the girl in there, she's one of the stars in it. She was actually doing ayahuasca in her documentary. So we're going to be showing her documentary at the end of the day. And so she has this place called Rhythmia in Costa Rica, and they do all types of plant journeys, and they also have a festival down there, bring amazing speakers down. She connected me with Dr. Jeff McNary, who's kind of like the who has done a lot of research on the psychological benefits of it. And he's actually down there doing like hardcore research with individuals that are coming here ingesting different plant medicines. So he's going to be laying down his research and what he's figured out from helping people release traumas, you know, and step into more empowered versions of themselves using plant medicines.
Wow. Well, this whole day looks fantastic too. I mean, let's just move forward to day three.
Yes.
Where we get into the ancient civilizations and the true history of the world. And Brian Forrester starts off the day with megalithic sites, high-tech, ancient machining. I've met Brian. He has the whole thing about elongated skulls, too.
Yeah, uh-huh. And we've done three events with him so far, and he did elongated skulls on all of them, but different, like one was just Peru, one was globally, so different presentations. This one is his new presentation. He's been talking about megalithic sites for a long time, but he's found some new evidence that he's going to be releasing at this event.
Well, just to say about elongated skulls, I don't know if Brian even touches upon it. I tried to ask him about this once, I think last year at Contact, because I think elongating your skulls changes your neurology, which is changes your brain power and your ability to perceive reality. So I think the distortion in the skull led to an increased awareness of who we are and why we're here and our true nature. And of course there's no record of that, but I think that's it wasn't a, just a decorative thing. I think it was something that was really important in the developing of higher consciousness and the awareness of higher consciousness. So
yeah, I agree completely.
So he's great, and he goes back 12,000 years. And then, of course, you have my good friend Trisha McCannon giving a great overview of the ancient days of Atlantis.
Yes, and she's actually in New York right now doing that presentation as well. You know, she's doing a live event at Edgar Casey Center.
Right. No, I just had dinner with her last night. She's been a good friend, and she has tons of information. She's a great presenter. She always has great visuals. This next woman, Melve, I don't know her. Where'd you find her?
She's on the Conscious Consumer Network. Have you heard of that?
No. What is that?
So I didn't even know about it until I was on this event. So many people reached out to me because they were doing this event that just want to be a part of things in the future or help out. And she is part of this network, which is like an online TV show that has multiple channels underneath it that speak on everything from like cancer awareness to deep esoteric information that is just all things conscious, not just consciousness, but like nutrition, you know, like mainstream too. So Dragonology and the Origin of Modern Culture, she's been doing, I just interviewed her, had a conversation with her about her research and everything, and she's come across some new information that of a civilization that no one has discovered before, and she's actually one of the first people to be presenting this information on it. So it's going to be groundbreaking information that she's going to be bringing forward.
Wait, that's amazing. What do you mean? What kind of civilization? Give us a little more about that. That's incredible.
So she's going to be releasing it all in the event. I have her PowerPoint that I'm going to go through, but I don't really have the details that she's going to be releasing.
Wow. Actually, I want to listen to that. That's 4:30. That's 3:30. No, what is it? 3 p.m. on day three. That's the 21st, 3 p.m. On your Full Disclosure Summit. That sounds really, really exciting. That's I'm really happy you get some new information in there. And then we go to Peter Canova. I think I've interviewed him too. What's his specialty?
So he does he's like a Trisha McCannon. Like Trisha McCannon actually introduced me to him because they love each other's work, and he talks about all types of stuff. A lot of information on the true origins of the true history of the Bible, where he talks about the Gnostics and he talks about the corruption and then also the divine feminine, the Sophia energy. But this topic is going to specifically be from thought to matter. So he's going to provide a scientific background of how thought became matter and how it manifested into multiple civilizations. So it's not going to be just the true origins of humanity and what happened on Earth, but what even happened before Earth even was created, what even happened before time even became time.
Wow, how thought became matter. That's fantastic. These are the real, these are the real secrets of consciousness. Wow, that sounds like a great one to listen to as well. Okay, and that kind of finishes day two. Now, moving on to day three, where I'm hosting Saturday, April 22nd. You know what April 22nd is?
What is it? Earth Day.
It is Earth Day. Yes. Earth Day. So
that's cool.
That's a great day to focus on the Earth as a planetary civilization. So it's like Earth Day, the entity of the Earth and its relationship to the cosmos and other civilizations, I think is a great day to talk about extraterrestrial awareness because it's it's based on us as an Earth entity, as be part of this Earth entity. You have kicking that off with one of my favorite people and researchers, Grant Cameron.
He did a webinar with us just a few weeks ago where we had 7,000 people on. It was a free webinar.
You had 7,000 people?
Yeah, we had 7,000 people watching live.
Wow, did you get everybody's email and everything?
No, because we put it out in so many different outlets that I only could capture emails on Zoom, and Zoom only allowed 100. But Zoom allows me to broadcast simultaneously to YouTube and Facebook now, so I can't capture emails from Facebook or YouTube, you know?
Wow. That 7,000 people, that's amazing. Amazing. Wow. Yeah, Grant,
it was pretty cool.
What is he going to do here that he didn't do on that seminar? Will it be sort of a repeat of that?
It's going to be updates. He's he's been sending me emails like every other day on all of his interactions with people that are in high level government officials and other whistleblowers. And there's just more and more information coming out. So his book just came out and he released it at that webinar. And he talked about, you know, the government UFO disclosure plan and their partial plan, and really talked about how it's about us being the sovereign beings and creating our own disclosure. No longer don't wait for the government. So this is going to be an update on that. And he says that a lot of things have been happening since the webinar, which is I think a month ago now. So he's going to be giving an update on that. I think it's perfect to start it out with the UFO disclosure update.
Right. Now, if people want to listen to that free webinar, can they still listen to it?
It's on YouTube, youtube.com/portaltoascension.
Okay, great. Good. I'm really happy you're making that available to people, because Grant is so dedicated as a researcher. And
he is.
He puts together pieces. He's had his own experience. He's connected to consciousness, and he's really into the hardcore facts as well. So he's
that's why I love him.
Yeah, he's an amazing presenter. Really, you know, it's not woo woo. When you listen to Grant talk, this stuff, it becomes real, you know. So then you have Adam Apollo, who I've interviewed because I've heard him on your webinar. And what's the perspective he's going to take on this?
So Adam is also a very interesting person, and he actually incorporates a lot of information, kind of like how Grant does. He's a lead emissary for Nassim Haramein, just like Jamie Janover, so they both work with the Resonance Project. And we did a webinar with him called Meet Your Galactic Family, where he talked about 17 different extraterrestrial races and their connection to our planet. So he's tapped into higher dimensional knowledge. He brings it down as a conscious channeler. So he's going to be talking about starships, species, and spirits, the technological, social, and spiritual transformations inherent in becoming a galactic civilization. So that's just it. He's going to talk about the technology and how we need to socially transform, how we need to spiritually transform so that we can start connecting and utilizing starships and connecting to other species and spirits.
Wow, that sounds great. It's really nice to hear how passionate you are about this whole
question. For sure.
Each one of these people. And of course, Carrie Cassidy is well known to so many people as well because of her Project Camelot. And she's going to be talking about her own experiences here.
She's going to be talking about, her topic is extraterrestrials amongst us. So she's going to be talking about the ET races that are currently visiting us, the interdimensional races that we're actually living with, and how we can step into this new world.
Well, good. Yeah, no, Project Camelot has brought forward a lot of whistleblowers.
Really. Yeah. In 2008, I went to the first Awaken Aware conference, and that was what really made me want to do this full time.
Wow, and you're doing a great job, Neil. You were really,
thank you.
Yeah, no, I know I can feel how dedicated you are to this cause, and that's what it takes, someone really passionate about this to make these things happen.
And right.
Another one of the people I really like, Yvonne Smith, is on after that, where her work with abductees, because that, for me, is really key to the whole disclosure issue, the fact that, you know, it's not that these we're seeing ships in the sky, but they're having very deep personal contact with people, or they have been. I don't know if abductions are still happening the same way they used to be, but Yvonne Smith has investigated that. And if I think that's one of the main issues I think the government has. Well, we can tell people there's these, you know, things in the sky, but can we really say they've been abducting people from their homes and houses and cars for the last, you know, 30 years? That's a really sticky issue that probably take time. But I think, you know, having Yvonne out there talking about this, along with lots of other people, you know, I should get you Linda Moulton Howe at some point for these things too.
Please, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I bet she would get 7,000-8,000 people doing a live seminar like that too, like Grant. But anyway, Yvonne Smith's going to be talking about changes coming, or the urgency in abductees' civil rights, because we need to, I think it's something's changed, but people who've been abducted need to know what's going on. They need to know the context of those abductions. So,
right. And there's a lot of people that have no idea that they've been abducted yet, you know, and when they heard these stories and they realize that it's so similar to their own story, then they figure out that it wasn't the Christian devil, right? It wasn't some monster under their bed, and they realize that there's something else there. A lot of these, I feel there's something called soul contracts, where we come up with agreements before we incarnate into this planet. And a lot of these abductions, even though they look brutal and might even feel like a violation, we've actually agreed upon on some level. Right. But
that's
since
what
we're
Bashar
just
says, he says that, you know, he said that to me in my interview when I asked him about my abduction. And he said, yes, he felt that it was still traumatic. It's still, the human psyche is very disturbed by these things, even though there is a soul contract. And it may lead to a spiritual awakening for some people as well.
But, yeah, exactly.
But I think you're right. I think so. It's hard for people to accept that. And I think you're also right that a lot of people have no idea that they've been taken.
My wife's a good example. She thought that the devil was visiting her her whole entire life. Until we met Barbara Lamb. And Barbara Lamb made her realize that, wait a second, these stories sound exactly the same as my stories. And then she started actually consciously, when these things were actually happening to her, she was more conscious about it and kind of dissected it and realized she was actually being taken.
Right. This is why we have to kind of overthrow the dogmas of religion, and also to get full disclosure of the truth as well.
Right.
Because
religion's huge in this.
Yeah, religion has co-opted people's belief systems, and you know, people don't have a choice. Look at the whole problem the Christian, Judaic, Islamic world has. These people are born into religions, and they think that's the way it is, and they're not even given a choice to decide how the world is, because it goes so deep into their programming as a child that that's what they believe unconditionally. And that's a crime against humanity, I think.
Right, exactly.
Even though religions think they're trying to help people, these people are dogmatized, you know? So I think Portal to Ascension is, and these summits are freeing people, giving them a choice to look at their belief systems and see, is it really true what I believe, or is something else possible? That's why these are so important. So Enrique Villanueva, I don't know him, but he's speaking also on April 22nd.
With him, I did him 4 to 5 months ago. Paul Harris actually invited us to go hang out with her in Burbank, and she was with Enrique, and he's going to be at a conference called the StarWorks UFO International Congress in November. And she was telling me all of these stories about what's going down in South America. And I had this huge aha moment 5 months ago where I was like, oh my God, we're so consumed with the circuit of ET speakers in the US and what's going on here. We're completely done. I don't even know about everything that's going on in the rest of the world. And there's so much happening in South America, so many sightings. Governments are working with ETs. The Chilean government even just released now saying that they can guarantee everybody that it's definitely extraterrestrial because they have crossed out everything. Like, that's how neutral they are with information. And Enrique is one of these individuals from Peru that's been in contact with a group of beings in Peru for quite some time. And he's going to be talking about his contact experiences.
Wow. Well, that sounds great. You know, I look forward to hearing that as well. And this other guy, Ken Rolla, I don't know him either. Where'd you find him and what's he?
I wanted him to speak on the medical advancements day. He's going to Ormus and vaccine, the no vaccine summit coming up. It's a pretty big summit. And he's all about health conscious movement. So I didn't even know I was into extraterrestrials. And I was connecting with him, booking him for day two. And then we had this whole conversation about his experiences with extraterrestrials. So he's going to come on just for 30 minutes. He had the opportunity to share his experiences, and he's never really gone on a platform like this to share anything besides the nutrition element of what he does. So it's going to be his first time actually sharing it.
Well, that sounds exciting. I look forward to hearing that too. This is really, really great. And Carolyn Corey is a really good friend of mine. She's just completed this movie, Gods Among Us, The Science of Contact, which you'll be showing in a way. You'll be previewing this, won't you, as a premiere?
Yeah, exactly. So she's going to come on at 5:45, probably talk 15 minutes, introduce it, and then the documentary. And it will be the first time that it's being shown. It will be the first
This is great. This is great. It's a really great movie. It, you know, it's not just your standard, yeah, we're being contacted, these beings are here, but it does talk about the science of mind, of consciousness, the technological background, the how we're changing as human beings in order to connect with these other consciousnesses. So it's a very important film, I feel. And Carolyn is a really evolved being, really high energy, really aware, very intelligent. And I'm glad she's going to be part of this. So thank you for bringing her in. Absolutely.
Definitely.
And then I'll be hosting this with my background in UFOs, ET contact. I definitely will be at the Contact in the Desert for about 4 or 5 days. We'll be doing lots of events there at the sanctuary there. And there'll be a lot of great great events around that, I think. It'll be a great awakening of consciousness people come into at the Contact in the Desert. Been lots of sightings the last few years for people who have attended Contact in the Desert. So that's something I've dedicated to. And then on day 5, our spiritual essence, Susan Chomsky, is a good friend of mine, and she's going to be kicking off that day with Ascension, Meet the Masters of Immortality at 3:30 p.m. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's going to be, that is not only information on the bigger picture and spiritual essence of the ascension of humanity, but to give you practical tools to empower yourself so you don't dwell in fear, but you live a fully empowered, joyous life, because that's what it's really all about. So she's going to be kicking off that day with activation, calling in the guides, calling in the masters, and then also telling us what ascension is.
So day 5 is sort of connected to the spiritual evolution?
Yeah, day 5 is... So number 5 represents the number of perfection, also the number of humanity, because of the 5 senses within this physical body. So to me, that was the symbolism behind it all. But then day 5 is also like, after you hear all this information, the day 5 is the bigger picture. It's like, okay, we're talking about the nitty-gritty, the drama within it all for all 4 days. Like, it's all a story. Like, even our true world history, these are all stories. But ultimately, these are all just stories to empower you. And really what truly matters is the bigger picture of why we chose to come here. There is no good or bad. There is experience. This is an unconditional platform for us to have these experiences. And as Bashar says, we're the only planet within this dimension that has the full range of emotions. And the lowest of the frequencies to the highest of the frequencies is our potential. So this day is to show us that we are divine beings and we're here for a reason.
Great. No, I like your spiritual perspective as well. You're absolutely right. We're here for experience, and that's why we incarnated. So in the way, there's no good or bad experiences. There's just experience.
Right, exactly.
And Bashar also says it's not what happens to you. It's how you feel about what happens to you, which is important.
Exactly.
So Meg Benedict, who is she? Because I don't think I've heard of her.
She's been at the Conscious Life Expo a few times. Deborah Giusti connected me with her. She's an amazing ascension teacher. So she is an ascension teacher in the full meaning of the word. She's completely about the ascension process, and she'll be providing tools to exit the matrix, but not to exit the matrix of fear, but to exit the matrix in our own head and the own enslavement that we have imposed on us from our belief systems. So she's going to be assisting us with that.
Great. And then my good friend, how do you say her first name? Sharia?
Sharia, yep.
Sharia Fox. I knew her by her previous name.
Laura,
name.
Yeah.
Laura Fox, but she's been a friend for a long, long time. She used to put on the raw food gatherings in Sedona and lots of events she's part of. So this and here she'll be talking about, are you the meaning me of source, the beloved within speaks. This sounds great. Fall in love with the beloved within.
Right.
Yeah, she's quite an awakened being. I really like her.
She's actually one of my best friends as well. We talk daily, and she's actually co-producing this event with me. She helped me create the whole entire site. She's helping me create the tour that we started a new business called Global Ascension Tours, where we're going to be traveling the world with speakers doing tours. She's actually producing that with me too. So I'm happy to have her on this platform because she really brings it down to government and the basis of the spiritual element of who we are.
Yeah, I like her too. Tell her I say hello. One place, there's lots of places I'd love to assist in a tour like that. I took a tour to the south of France, to all the portal vortex sites there in Spain.
Oh, that's awesome.
And southern France and the Pyrenees, René Château. That's why I went to Dan Winter's place, Mount Kenegu. There's a book called The Portal, actually, which talks a lot. And I was on the tour with Patrice Chaplin, videotaping these sites. There's one site in actually the train station where you take the train to see Dan Winter, which is Papillon. No, it's Pignon. It's something called the pine cone, but Salvador Dali had an awakening experience there. So,
wow.
Yeah, that part, that's really exciting. Another place you guys should go to, and I'd love to go back there, is Petra, Jordan. There are red rocks there that look just like Sedona, but people lived inside these dwellings. So anyway, if you're putting on...
That's like, beautiful.
Yeah, I'd love to help you with that.
Yeah, let's talk more about that, because by next year, we're going to have a whole team of people dedicated to booking these tours, where we're going to have a staff dedicated to the venues, and one dedicated to like a full-on travel agency for Ascension. And we've already started it. And we have Trisha McKinnon tour in July. We've already got hers done. And we have the one with Michael Tellinger. And I'm just looking for more and more people so we can go on tour together. And how awesome would it be just to go travel in the entire world and just do an amazing consciousness event, laying the seeds of consciousness wherever we go?
Well, that's what I did when I went to Egypt with a spiritual group. We went from temple to temple and did activations. It was really exciting. We spent two weeks there, ending up in the Great Pyramid in the King's Chamber. It was just a fantastic event. So there's so many activation portal sites, and they're coming up more and more online as well. So yeah, let me know. I'd love to be part of that for sure.
Yeah.
And then Brad Johnson, Mastering Your Eternal Energy. I don't know Brad.
So Brad, he actually, when we first started in Portal to Ascension, and we actually went on our first 2010, we went on two other tours, and it was with Brad. He channels a being from Sirius called Adronis. And he was channeling all the way up the coast from San Diego to Victoria Island. And we were starting out with sound healings in the beginning. So I would say at least 350 live events together in 8 years.
Wow.
So he's really close to my heart.
I didn't know that.
So this day he's going to be talking. Since he is connected to the Sirius extraterrestrial being Adronis, he's what he's called the conscious matrix, where he basically can talk on anything, like even the central banking system, because he's being fed this information from his higher self, which is in Sirius. And this day in particular, he's going to be talking about the spiritual element of it all. So surrendering to areas of emotional conflict, sensitizing to the natural life force of the body, aligning the body, mind, and spirit, so you're in whole existence within the physical, astral, and ethereal bodies. So again, he's going to be another person giving you the tools to empower yourself.
Is he going to be channeling
Originally, I wasn't going to have him on this conference, and I'd already booked the extraterrestrial day, but then I reached out to him at Conscious Life Expo. I said, hey, do you want to be part of it? But since we only had the spiritual day open, he's going to talk about extraterrestrials, but he's going to just be doing this, a workshop on this. He won't be channeling on this.
Okay.
But I will be doing a channeling conference. Let me let you know this. In 2 to 3 months, it's going to be called Messages from Space. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an all-day 7-channeler event.
Let me know. I might have some people for you for that as well.
All right.
Unless you have enough people already, but yeah.
I'll reach out to you about that.
Okay, great. Shima Moore, really great person. I work with her at the Conscious Life Expo. I think she's really tuned in, and her alchemy of ancient astrology and stargates will be amazing. I think she's really connected.
So. Yeah, definitely.
I'm glad you have her there. Have you done her 5D Stargate portal?
Yeah, I attended one of the events. I loved it, and I love her. She's just such a beautiful person, and she's going to probably be working with us too, because she knows a lot of speakers, so she's going to help us book speakers in the future. And in March of 2018, we're creating the first ever live Portal to Ascension conference. It's going to probably be in San Diego. It might be in Malibu. We're looking between the two places, and she's going to be working with me as to get me speakers. We're trying to get like Graham Hancock and some other ones.
Well, let me know. I'd love to be part of that. That sounds really like a lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. And then I guess this guy is ending the whole thing. Amateo Ra.
So Amateo was my my business coach for spiritual businesses. And because of him, Portal to Ascension is really what it is now. He really gave me the tools, and he's one of the most, like, he represents to me the divine masculine, like what the divine masculine should be, free of the traumas of the distortions of the world, completely in his masculine energy, but also has the compassion and the feminine qualities that are needed to navigate in this new paradigm we're creating. So he's such a beautiful person. I can't speak enough about him. Plus, he's a forefront in conscious business and sacred economics. So what he's doing is really creating a new structure of the way we're going to do business in the future. So he's going to be talking about that, and then he's going to be talking about conscious leadership, about us stepping up into the leadership roles, and then how that moves into the awakening. He's also a full circle individual, because we've had him in the past on conferences where he channels extraterrestrial beings. Wow. So I'm really happy that a lot of these people that we have on this platform are really reflections of where I feel I am at in my life, which is full circle awareness, not just one element. Mm-hmm. So they have multiple perspectives. They're not coming from just a narrow-minded view of this is the way it is, but it's really multidimensional.
Well, it's great. I mean, if you're not changed, if someone listening is not changed after 5 days, then nothing will change them.
You know? Yeah. Because I agree.
This is like a curriculum, a course in transformation that you're presenting to people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is like an education. I recommend this to, well, anyone who wants to have some kind of awakening needs to listen to these 5 days.
Right.
So I know it's a tremendous amount of work, really, just pulling it together, coordinating the speakers, making the technology happen. But you seem to do it effortlessly, really. So
thank you.
I mean, you've been given that assignment, Neil, huh?
Yeah, my assignment is to connect people. I'm a really good networker, and creating webinars where all these people that have different businesses and some don't even agree with each other to all be in one place at the same time, I think is really great. And then it's also to help individuals that have a message and a presentation about what's going on in the world get out to the public. So that's what I'm here for, and I started doing that on a lesser level, and now I have an online business that I'm able to utilize to really, you know, reach the masses.
It's great, and the technology of this non-local consciousness, it really kind of reflects the states of consciousness that we're talking about anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Because non-locality is that we're all connected through our spiritual awareness. So the internet and this sort of technology is really just a reflection of what we already are. So to sum up the 5 days, just to put it all in a framework, what are you hoping people will take away from this?
I'm hoping that ultimately everything that I do is to empower the individual. It's entertainment or edutainment, because my favorite topics, for example, is true world history, and the stories of our past are just so mind-blowing and so amazing, so beautiful. I want us to learn from our past, you know, with us still staying in the now,
right,
the paradox, right? But learn from the past. For example, humans have been on Earth for a long time. We've been going through cycles of consciousness that go through a 26,000-year cycle. And we've had advanced civilizations so much more advanced than us that have existed here. The last advanced civilization that we can't even find definite evidence of is Atlantis. So just imagine how many other civilizations existed before that we won't ever find.
Right.
Why did they get destroyed? What did they do? What were their motives? All that information is out there. However, because we don't know it as a collective, and because our governments aren't learning from that, we're still repeating the same mistakes.
Right.
So what is really important for us is to learn from them and empower ourselves so we can create paradise on Earth. We have the technology to create heaven on Earth right now. It's just the elite and a few people that don't want that. There's number in masses. It's time for us to step up together in unity so we can make real change on Earth.
That is a great summation. I think all the junk, you know, with the political system as it is today in this country, all the garbage is coming to the surface. All the inequalities, all the oppressions, all the all the stuff that's in the way, that's obvious, that's been made obvious now, you know, that we need to kind of stand up and have a voice for the environment, you know, for one thing, that the Earth is a conscious creature, that you know, we have a right to free energy. We have a right to understand that UFOs are part of our world. These are human rights. These are just not kind of esoteric indulgences. This is who we really are. This is the true nature of the human being, and that's why this needs to be a formal educational course for anyone wanting to learn about the true history of the world. So, I'm really proud of you for putting this together, and really happy that you know you're the one.
Thank you.
I don't think we mentioned enough how people could actually find this.
So the direct website is fulldisclosuresummit.com. So you can just click that, go straight to the event page. And then our website is portaltoascension.org. And if you go there, it will be the first event in a slideshow there. So fulldisclosuresummit.com. You can register for all 5 days, or you can just register for individual days. So whatever you're interested in, go ahead and go to our website, check it out, and register.
Right. And even after, if you can't make it those 5 days, if you register, you'll be able to listen to this after the 5 days is complete. And I think that's...
Yeah, a limited replay. So what else you'll be getting is there'll be 2 live movie screenings. So we're doing The Gods Among Us on day 4, Saturday, and then we're doing The Reality of Truth on day 2. So 2 live movie screenings. And then you also get both Extraterrestrial Disclosure online summits that we did last year, which is 7 days of ET awareness with over 49 hours of footage that you're going to get for free just by signing up, even just for 1 day. And then you also get unlimited access to the Sound Frequency and Quantum Healing conference that we did a few months ago. That is really another aspect of full disclosure, when we realized the purpose of sound and frequency and how it's been used in our past and how ultimately we all come from that.
You're going to love Egypt when you get there, too.
I know, man. Okay.
Yeah. And also in upcoming seminars, you should get JJ and Desiree Hertok and their work on there. You know, do you know who they are?
Okay. Yeah, you told me about them, actually.
Yeah, they're great scientists, I would say, mystics and scientists that have done a lot of work in archaeology and extraterrestrial civilizations, but also in discovering the sound frequencies of the Great Pyramids around the world. So, they have a whole.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'll be with them in Sedona. If anyone is listening, I'll be at the Easter Conference in Sedona this coming April 16th, 2017. If you want to come to the Keys of Enoch Easter Conference. Anyway, Neil, it's been always great talking to you. And
you as well, brother.
And I'm happy to be part of this, absolutely, because this for me is the hope of the world. I mean, I don't know what else is going. I mean, yeah, there's lots of great conferences, but I mean, all of this, all the people at the conferences that we go to, and these webinars, they are making a change. I really think they have to be.
Right, exactly. Now is the time.
So, yeah, now is the time. And I'm glad you have pulled it together. So, thanks again, Portal to Ascension. And the website again is...
FullDisclosureSummit.com.
Okay, that's where you can find these amazing 5 days of revelation. So... thank you. I've been talking to Neil Gore, the founder of Portal to Ascension, which is a really popular Facebook group. There's also local groups about that. And Neil has dedicated his life to this mission of full disclosure. So thank you. I'm Alan Steinfeld. If you want to reach me, you can go to my website, newrealities.com. You can also see my videos and interviews on youtube.com/newrealities. Thanks for listening. And